With parts of California now under shelter-in-place orders, with New York considering it in the next 48 hours, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and Governor Baker say they're not there yet. Here's Walsh in his address to the city last night.
We are not currently at that point, but we are monitoring the situation closely. It's not a decision that should be made lightly or in isolation. For that reason, I am and will continue to be in conversation with the governor and state officials. Ultimately, we will do what's best for the health and well-being of the people of Boston and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh in his live address last night. Joining us now for more on what the mayor had to say is WBUR's Quincy Walters. Good morning, Quincy.
Good morning, Bob.
So the governor and the mayor are in agreement at this moment. No shelter-in-place orders for now?
Right. Though not everyone else agrees with them. A group of lawmakers and city officials, including the mayor of Cambridge and several state lawmakers representing Boston, wrote a letter to Governor Baker asking him to issue a shelter-in-place order yesterday. They say that in the interest of tamping down on the spread of the virus, people should be ordered to stay home, except to get food, care for a relative or a friend, get health care, or go to what they describe as, quote, an essential job. These lawmakers say people could go for walks under the order, but people couldn't be getting together in any way. But Governor Baker was quite strong on this, calling possible orders of shelter-in-place rumors, while still urging residents to take the coronavirus very seriously.
And keep in mind, again, that for the vast majority of people, approximately 80% of the population, COVID-19 would mostly feel like the flu. The infection would not lead to hospitalization. Your body fights the infection, and you recover. But the reason we're taking this so seriously is because of it is incredibly contagious. It's a lot more contagious than the regular flu.
And the latest numbers from state health officials, 218 coronaviruses here in Massachusetts. 102 of those are connected to the conference held in Boston by Biogen, which has said it is donating $10 million to combat the outbreak.
Bring us back to Mayor Walsh's speech last night. What else did he have to say about how the city is handling the situation and about city services?
Yeah, Bob. Walsh said that Boston is a city of miracles and comebacks, and that it's going to take a community effort to endure this. He said that streets will still be cleaned, trash will still be picked up, and that the city will care for its elderly, its veterans, its homeless, and its immigrant citizens. And Walsh gave a nod to the sort of ironic nature of this virus, that to show we care, we need to put distance between ourselves.
We're missing people and feeling lonely. Some working people are losing paychecks, worried about bills, and struggling with childcare. And through it all, many of the people we want to wrap our arms around the most are the very people we must keep at arm's length for their own safety.
And another thing, the city of Boston unveiled a new text service that'll give daily updates on how the city is faring during this pandemic. And you can get those texts by texting BossCOVID to the number 99411. That's BossCOVID to the number 99411.
Okay, bigger picture, Quincy, on testing. Tell us what the update is on testing for the coronavirus.
Right. So the state says it's shifting gears and is now pledging to release daily updates of how many tests are being conducted, not weekly updates. The latest is more than 1,300 tests across the state. The pace is likely to accelerate, which is what public health experts say urgently needs to happen. And that needs there needs to be more testing. The Broad Institute in Cambridge says it hopes to be running 1,000 tests a day by next week. Another standalone testing center is opening this morning at Somerville Hospital. And also today, Governor Baker heads to Logan Airport along with U.S. Department of Homeland Security Chad Wolf and transportation officials. And they're going to be looking at traveler screenings today. So we should expect an update on that this afternoon.
All right, we'll look for that later this afternoon. WBUR's Quincy Walters, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
No problem, Bob.